Come on, spill the tea. Words for gossip. Do you know the newish idiom in the title of this post? For anyone who hasn't heard this phrase, which is suddenly everywhere, if you spill the tea, you talk about someone else's private life, sometimes in a way that is unkind. It's basically another way of saying gossip. This post, as you might have guessed, looks at the language of gossip and, as usual, includes both single words and phrases. Let's start with the word gossip itself in its noun form, as it has some nice collocations. We talk about celebrity and showbiz gossip and rumours and gossip. A rumour is a piece of interesting information about someone that many people are repeating, but that may not be true. For example, she knows all the latest celebrity gossip. Rumours and gossip seem to swirl around him. If you talk about someone else's private life, people may say disapprovingly that you are spreading or peddling gossip. A piece of gossip that is especially interesting or shocking is described as juicy gossip. The term idle gossip is disapproving and refers to gossip that is probably not true. For example, they're using social media to spread gossip. He accused her of peddling malicious gossip. Want to hear some juicy gossip? She dismissed the claims as idle gossip. The noun rumour has some useful collocations too. People spread rumours as well as gossip, and when rumours are spread from person to person, we say they go around or they circulate. For example, I hope you're not spreading rumours about me. There's a rumour going around that she's left her husband. There's a rumour circulating that she's fallen out with her father. When people are referring to the spreading of a lot of rumours and gossip, they sometimes talk about the rumour mill. For example, when the singer was seen in a restaurant with another man, the rumour mill went into overdrive. Meanwhile, a rumour monger is a person who spreads rumours and gossip. Such a person can also be called simply a gossip. For example, he issued an official statement in an attempt to silence the rumour mongers. I heard this from Jamie, the office gossip. Two rather comical words for gossip are tittle-tattle and scuttlebutt. Tittle-tattle is British and informal, and though it sounds old-fashioned, it's still heard, especially in disapproving phrases such as celebrity tittle-tattle and tabloid tittle-tattle. Scuttlebutt is American and informal. For example, I'm not interested in celebrity tittle-tattle. I'd heard the scuttlebutt about them, but I didn't believe it. Finally, a word with a similar meaning to gossip, but without the negative associations, is hearsay. Hearsay is information that you have heard from other people, but do not know for certain is true. For example, this was pure hearsay. We had absolutely no proof that it was true. That concludes my post on spilling the tea. I hope you found it interesting, if not juicy.